Okay, I want to thank everyone very, very much for coming, and really it's a tremendous privilege to learn together, and everyone's welcome whenever you can come, and if you miss, don't think that that's it, you're out. No, keep coming. It's a tremendous privilege to learn Hashem's Torah, and this program, the program of learning a daf a day, was first proposed by Rav Meir Shapiro of blessed memory in 1923. And thank God it's become a very popular program. And now throughout the world, Jews are learning a page of Gemara a day, a page meaning two sides of the Gemara. The first Masechta in Shas is Masechet Brachos. And so it's really a tremendous privilege that now, as we start Masechet Brachos, there's such a beautiful amount of people who came, and may we merit to keep growing in our learning, in our serving of Hashem. Masechet Brachos begins the order of Zra'in. We know that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he organized the Mishnah, he took the oral law, and he summarized it into short paragraphs, discussions of rabbis, which discuss the basic concept of the law. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh organized the Mishnah into six categories. The first is Zra'im, agricultural law. The second is Moed, the special holidays like Shabbos and Pesach and Rosh Hashanah and Purim. The third category is Nashim, that's the issues of marriage, the laws of marriage. The fourth category was Nezikin, damages, monetary law. The fifth category, Kadshim, the laws of sacrifices and the Beit HaMikdash. And the sixth category is Taharos, the laws of purity and impurity. And yet here we're beginning Mishnah Yozraim, and the first topic for the first 2.5 chapters is the laws of Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah of the Torah to recite the words of Kriyat Shema when you in the evening and in the morning. This is the first topic here in Zra'im. So why would Zra'im, agricultural law, begin with Kriyat Shema? Kriyat Shema is a declaration of faith. If anything, we would have thought it should belong in Moed in regards to Shabbos. Why do we begin in Zra'im? So the Novominska Rebbe of blessed memory, the grandfather of the current Novominska Rebbe, suggested a very beautiful answer. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos that the verse in Yeshaya, V'haya emunas itecha, chosen yeshuos, chachma vadas, is a reference to the six orders of Mishnah. Emunas is a reference to Zra'im, agricultural law, because a farmer is a big believer. Shemamin bebore olam v'zorea. He takes the seed, he puts it into the ground, it's going to decompose. It's going to seemingly get destroyed, but he believes that something's going to grow. That's the nature of a farmer. So farming is represented by emunas, by faith, to plant and believe that something's going to grow. How does Shas begin? With the mitzvah of saying Shema at night. Because at night, when times are dark, when things are not going well, we have a mitzvah to say Shema, to have faith, even in the darkness. And that's the whole idea of Zra'im. So that's why the introduction, the first topic of Zra'im, of agricultural law, is the topic of Kriyat Shema Balelos, Kriyat Shema at night. Okay, so just the general overview of the first daf. The first daf is going to have the first Mishnah in Shas, and then there's going to be two major, let's say, discussions. The Mishnah's topic is, what is the time to recite the Shema of night? There's a mitzvah of Shema at night, and there's a mitzvah of Shema at day. What's the time to say Shema at night? What's the beginning of night? What's the middle of night? What's the end of night? That's the topic of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara is going to have discussions about the language of the Mishnah, problems with the language of the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah refer to the stars coming out in a roundabout way? And then the Gemara is going to talk about other problems of the language of the Mishnah. And then the second half of the daf is going to discuss the beginning of the time for saying Shema at night. And is the Mishnah really a consensus? Or maybe there are other views about when is the beginning of the time to say Shema at night. Okay, let's start the first Mishnah here in Shas. Me'emasai, Horin, Eshma Ba'arvin. Just to share a quick remez, a quick hint, I saw that Rav Eliashiv of blessed memory said, the verse says, Rosh Dvar Ha'emes, the beginning of your word is truth. He said the first of the Ten Commandments starts with the words, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am God your Lord. The first word, the first letter in Anochi is Aleph. The beginning of Mishnah, you'll start with this Mishnah, Me'emasai, Kornis Hashma Ba'arvin. The first letter is Mem. And we'll see, Gemara begins with the word Tana, Tana Hechakai. The first letter in the word Tana is Tav. Rosh Devarcha, the beginning of your word is MS, to teach us that the foundation of Torah is truth, and when we merit to learn the Torah, we merit to engage with Hashem's truth. Okay, Me'emasai, Korin Eshma Ba'arvin. The Mishnah begins and says, from when do we read Shema? In the evenings. We know that the Torah tells us that these words, the words of the Shema, v'dibarta bam, you should speak about them. B'shiftecha b'veisecha, when you sit in your home, uvelechtecha v'aderech, when you walk, uveshachpecha uvekumecha, and when you lay down, and when you wake up, you should speak about them. So that means that there's a mitzvah to say Shema, b'shachpecha, when you lay down, and b'kumecha, when you wake up. Shema of the evening, and another Shema of the morning. So the Mishnah begins with, what is the time of Shema in the evening? From when are we allowed to read Shema in the evening? What's the definition of evening? Is evening when the sun goes down? Is evening during that period between the sun going down and the stars going out that we call Bein Hashmashos? Is evening the period of time when the stars are already out? When we're called Seisa Kochavim. So from when can we read Shema in the evening? What is the start time of reading Shema in the evening? Answers the Mishnah, Misha Sha Kohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Chumasan. According to the Tana of the Mishnah, we're going to see later at the end of the daf that this is a matter of dispute. Many Tanoim do not agree with the Tana of the Mishnah. But according to the Tana of the Mishnah, when is the time to read Shema in the evening? From when Kohanim can come in to eat their truma. In other words, if a Kohen was Tameh, let's say he was a Zav, so he had had a discharge of gonorrhea, he was Tameh, he had to wash himself for 7 days to be clean. Then on day 7 he went to the mikvah. Even though he went to the mikvah, he's not yet pure until the stars come out. So when the stars come out, that has many halachic ramifications. One of them is a Kohen who went to the mikvah, who's called a Tzvul Yom, he is pure to now go in to eat his truma once the stars come out. So the Mishnah, instead of saying straight, the time to read Shema is when the stars come out, the Mishnah said the time to read Shema is when the Kohanim can come in to eat their truma. Kohanim who were impure and went to the mikvah now have become purified to eat their truma. In other words, when the stars come out. So what's the start time to read Shema of the evening? When the stars come out. Ad sofa shmura rishona. What's the end time to read Shema? The end time to read Shema is the end of the first shift of angels during the night. We know that, we're going to learn in the Gemara, there are different groups of angels singing to Hashem throughout the night. There may be 3 shifts of angels, possibly 4 shifts of angels. So at the end of the first shift of the night, namely at the end of the first third of the night, at that point, at that point that's the end of the time for reading Shema. So, Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that's the view of Rabbi Elazar. So again, the start time for reading Shema at night is once the stars come out. What's the end of the time to read Shema at night? Once it's 10 p.m. or so, once it's 4 hours into the night, once the first third of the night is over, that's the end of the time for reading Shema. As Rashi will explain on Daf Gimel, the logic of Rabbi Elazar is, the Torah says, when do you read Shema? B'shachbacha, when you lay down. How do we interpret that word, b'shachbacha? Is when you lay down meaning the time of going to sleep? Or does b'shachbacha mean the time when you are asleep? If it means the time of going to sleep, so some people go to sleep right when it's dark, some people go to sleep when an hour after it got dark, some people an hour and a half after it got dark. But by the first third of the night, at that point, everybody's asleep. Remember, in the times of the Mishnah, they didn't have lights, electric lights. It wasn't so easy to stay up late at night. So then almost everybody's asleep, or most people are asleep. So that's the end of the time of B'shach B'chav, going to sleep. However, we're going to see the view of Rabbi Gamliel is, the meaning of B'shach B'chav is not when you go to sleep, but when you are asleep. So therefore, he says you can say Shema the whole night because the whole night people are asleep. So again, the beginning of saying Shema is once the stars come out, which is delineated as the time when Kohanim become pure after they went to the mikvah. What's the end time of saying Shema? Ad sof Hashmua Rishon Divrei Belezer. Quant to Belezer, it's until the end of the first third of the night, until the end of the first shift of angels. Chachamim Omrim, the sages say no. Ad Chatzos, only until the middle of the night. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says Ad Sheyale Amud HaShachar. You have the entire night to say Shema until there's light out, until you see some light of morning, until there's dawn. At that entire time, you can say Shema. So these are the halachic positions. Again, the Mishnah is trying to address the timing of saying Shema at night. What's the start time, when the stars come out? What's the end time of saying Shema at night? Three possibilities, either the end of the first third, or the middle of the night, or the morning. Now a story. So there was a story. Uvo banu mibeis hamishta. The children of Rabbi Gamliel came home after a wedding. So the commentators, the chassidim, ask, why did they have to say that they came home after a wedding? They could say they came home late, they didn't say Shema yet. So the Amshin of a Rebbe said, Shas wants to start with a wedding. We should be happy when we learn Torah. So the example has to be that they were all very happy that they came home from a wedding. Amru lo, they said to their father, Rabbi Gamliel, listen, halacha is like the majority, like the sages. They say the end time to read Shema is when? The middle of the night. Lo karinu es Shema, we haven't read Shema yet, and it's after the middle of the night. So now maybe we can't do it, because the sages say we only have till the middle of the night. Amalemi said to them, no problem. Imlo alamuda shachar, if there isn't yet dawn, chayav matem likros, I believe that you have to read, and not only do I believe you have to read it, even the sages would agree that you should read. Because the sages really essentially, as the Gemara will explain, the sages agree with me that the time for Shema is when you are asleep, which is the entirety of the night. Why did they say the middle of the night? It was only a rabbinic dictum, a rabbinic enactment to keep people from delaying. People might think, well, if I have all night, I'll do it at 2 in the morning. I'll do it at 3 in the morning. Let me eat first. Let me drink first. They'll fall asleep. They'll never do it. So therefore, they said, rabbinically, you have a deadline only by the middle of the night. But they agree that if the middle of the night passed, so now at least fulfill the biblical mitzvah. Fulfill the biblical mitzvah of doing it later. So they would also agree that you should read Shema. And this is not the only example where the sages create rabbinic enactments of saying do something by midnight when really the whole night is the time for the mitzvah. V'lo zu bilvad amru. This is not the only example. Kriyat Shema is not the only example. Ela kol ma shamru chacham ad chatzos. Whatever the sages say is till the middle of the night. Really, it's mitzvah sanat shiyala mura shachar. Really, the mitzvah is until the morning, till there's light, the whole night. So, for example, Hector Chalav Meivarim, let's say a person offered a sacrifice, and there were so many sacrifices offered that day on the temple, in the altar, they didn't have time to burn the fats of his sacrifice. Maybe he offered a carbon ola. There were so many sacrifices being burned on the altar, there was no time to put the pieces of the ola, the limbs of the ola, into the fire. Mitzvah sanat yalav and a shachar, the mitzvah is the whole night. You can do it at 1 in the morning or 3 in the morning, throw these pieces into the fire. Another example, when you offer a karban todah, so you only have the day to eat it, the day it was slaughtered, and the next night. It's eaten for one day, for a period of daytime and night. That's it. But again, really you have all night to eat it. And yet the sages say, really the mitzvah is till the morning. Why did the sages say, do these things before midnight? You have till midnight to offer the extra limbs and fats. You have only till midnight to eat the karban todah. Only kedei laharchik es ha'adam and aveira. This was only done to keep a person away from sin. But basically the mitzvah is the whole night. And since the mitzvah is the whole night in regards to limbs and fats of sacrifices, since the mitzvah is the whole night in regards to eating karban todah, the mitzvah is all night in regards to saying Shema also. And therefore, if a person was late and he didn't get to say Shema earlier, he came back home late from the wedding, he should still say Shema after the middle of the night. So now we begin the Gemara. And the Gemara starts with, as I mentioned, language issues of the Mishnah. So the first question, Tana heicha kai dekatani me'emasai. The Tana, where was he standing that he should ask the question of from when? Right? From when do we read Shema? How do we even know that we should read Shema? Shouldn't the Tana first say, by the way, there's a mitzvah that at night when times are dark and you don't have a lot of faith to declare that we have faith? Begin with the concept of Shema. Why start with, when do we read Shema? First tell us that there is a mitzvah of Shema. Where did he know that there is a mitzvah of Shema that he can be able to ask, when do we say Shema? So Tana, where was the Tana standing to Katani that he would teach Me'emasai, from when do we read Shema? Vesu, and furthermore, Maishna, Tani Ba'arvis Bereisha, listening to Shachris Bereisha. Why would the Tana first tell us about the night Shema? First the Tana should tell us about what? The morning Shema. Begin your day. First tell us about the morning. Why start about the evening? The two questions. Why did the Tana start with when do we read Shema? Why didn't he just introduce the concept of Shema first? And question number two, why talk about the evening Shema before talking about the morning Shema? So the Gemara answers both questions with one pasuk. Tana Akra Kai. The Tana was standing on the verse. He was learning the pasuk. He was learning Parshas Vayeschanan. And where the Torah says, B'shachbacha u'v'kumecha, you should say Shema when you lay down and when you wake up. So what's mentioned here first? The morning or the evening? Evening, right? It says when you lay down and when you wake up. So that's how he knew both things. That answers both questions. Number one, he was learning the Torah. The Torah says you should read Shema. That's how he knew to read Shema. And when the Torah says to read Shema, it says do it when you lay down and when you wake up. So he knew it should be first to discuss the laying down and then to discuss the waking up. So that's why he began and discussed first the time for reading Shema of the evening. Baruch Katani, that's what he's now saying. This is what he's saying. Zman Kriya Shema Deshchiva, the time of Shema, of laying down. Emas, when is it? It's at the same time that Kohanim who were impure went to the mikvah become pure. Namely, when they can go in to eat their chuma once the stars come out. That's the time to read Shema of evening. So according to this explanation, both questions were answered with one pasuk. How did the Tana know to say Shema? The pasuk in the Torah. The Dibar Tavam, and then the end of the pasuk, B'shach B'chav Kumecha. How did he know to speak first about evening and then morning? Because again, the same pasuk. B'shach B'chav first, when you lay down first, and then B'kumecha. The Ibai is same one. If you want, I'll tell you a second answer. Yalef Mibriyasa Shel Olam. Maybe the answer to question number two, why did he start with evening and then talk about morning, is because he's learning from the creation of the world. The Chsiv, in regards to the creation of the world, that is written, Vayihi Erev, it was evening, and then Vayihi Voker, and then it was morning, and that's Yom Echa, that's the first day. So that's why he starts with evening Shema and then morning Shema, but just like in the creation of the world, it's evening and then it is morning. Asks the Gemara, Iyachi, if you're going to say that there's a rule that we always start with evening and then morning, because we learned from the creation of the world where it was evening and then morning. So Sefer Dekatani, at the end, the next Mishnah, which says about the blessings of Shema, B'shachar Mevarech Shtarim Lefaneh. The morning Shema has two blessings beforehand. Ba'achas la'acharon, only one blessing afterwards. Emes v'yatzin. But erev in the evening mevarech shtayim lefanah, you make two blessings before the evening Shema. U'shtayim la'acharon, you make two blessings after the evening Shema, namely emes v'emuna and hashkivenu. So listening to Arvis Bereisha, when we talk about the blessings of Shema, we should first talk about the evening. Because if we always talk about evening and then morning, so in regards to blessings also, first teach us the law of evening and then teach us the law of the morning. Answers the Gemara to this question, Tana Pasach Ba'arvis. The Tana began talking about evening according to this approach, because we always want to start with evening, just as in the creation of the world, it was evening and then it was morning. So once he talks about the timing of Shema, he talks about the evening timing of Shema, then he talks about the morning timing of Shema. Adakoy b'shachris, once he's dealing with shachris, even though he's in the topic of the timing, he then moves on to talk about the blessings. So pirish mili b'shachris, he explains all the matters of the morning Shema, about the blessings of Shema. And after that, parish mili d'arvis. Then he goes back to explain the matters of the evening Shema. So that was the first question. The first language question is, why talk about evening and then talk about morning? Why does the Tana begin with, when do we say Shema? He should have started with the concept of Shema. So we resolved the language questions. The concept of Shema he knew from the pasuk. And from that pasuk, he also knew evening and then morning, or maybe it was a second pasuk that taught him evening and then morning. Now the Gemara goes on to another language question. Amar Amar, we said in the Mishnah, what is the timing to say Shema at night? What is B'shach B'cha? Once the stars come out. That's the time of going to sleep. Dusk, when the stars come out. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. It doesn't say Misha Sesak Ochavim. What did it say? Misha Shakohanim Nichnasim Lecho B'chumasan. The time to eat Shema at night is once Kohanim can come in to eat their chuma. If a Kohen was Tameh and he went to the mikvah, and now he's waiting for Harif Shemesh, for the sun to set, as the Torah says, Uvah HaShemesh V'Taher, the sun will come in and he'll become pure. So once the Kohanim are going in to eat their chuma, in other words, they become pure. Now they can go into their house, they can eat their chuma. That's the time of the stars coming out. So asks the Gemara, Mechti, behold, Kohanim emas koachli truma. When do Kohanim eat truma? Mishas seisa kolchavim. They eat truma once the stars come out. Listen, Mishas seisa kolchavim. So just say the time to say Shema is once the stars come out. Say it more directly. Say it more clearly. Why say it in such a roundabout way? The time to say Shema is the same time as when Kohanim, who went to the mikvah, become pure and now can eat their truma. Answer the Gemara, Milsa agav urche kamashmalan. A matter along his way, he wanted to teach us. The author of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudan Asi, wanted to teach us a new idea, something we wouldn't have thought of on our own. Kohanim emas ko'achli betruma. When do Kohanim get to eat truma after they were impure? Mishas tseisa kochavim. Once the stars come out, that's when the Kohanim can eat truma. Vaha kamashmalan. So this is what it's teaching us. This is the new idea. Dekapara lo ma'akva. When you have someone who has a high degree of impurity, let's say a zav. So a zav is a discharge of a certain liquid that comes out of him three times. He's now a zav, he's called an avatuma, a high degree of impurity. He needs 7 days of no discharges, 7 days that are clean. Then he goes to the mikvah, then the sun sets, and then the stars come out. The next morning, he goes up to the Beit HaMikdash and he brings some sacrifices. He cannot eat from a karban until those sacrifices are brought. That's called mechusar kippurim. He's missing atonement. So the point of this Mishnah is to say that even though he needs to bring sacrifices to be able to eat sacrifices, in regards to eating truma, once the sun fully set and the stars came out, he can eat truma. Hakamashlan. This is what it's teaching us, the kapara, the atonements, the sacrifices. Lo ma'akva. They are not an absolute requirement. They don't prevent him from the ability of eating truma. Kidetanya, as we were taught in a brisa. The verse says, Uva shemesh, and the sun will come in. Vitaher. And then va'achar yochal min hakadoshim. Then he'll eat from the holy things. So how do we read uva shemesh v'tzoher? The way we read it is like this: bi'ashimsho, the coming of his son, me'akvaso mi'lechol b'tshuma. In other words, the setting of the sun is what prevents him from eating tshuma. But ein kaparaso me'akvaso mi'lechol b'tshuma. But his sacrifices do not prevent him from eating tshuma. Even if he didn't bring his sacrifices, it hasn't been the eighth morning yet, he can still eat tshuma. No, he can't walk in yet. So, I mean, he can walk to Shaar Nikanor.
Who comes first, Rabbi? The Shema or the Truma? Eating Truma.
Truma. What's that? First. It's the same time.
So, I mean, but while he's doing the...
Oh, very nice. So Baruch asks the question of the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda, the Tzlach. Okay. The chief rabbi of Prague. So we'll call Baruch Tzlach. So new nickname. So the Noda B'Yehuda says that maybe the Kohanim would actually eat their truma first, because they have a mitzvah to eat truma, and their personal mitzvah to eat truma will take precedence before the national mitzvah of saying Shema. They have only Kohanim have this mitzvah to eat Shema. That's what he said. So the Kohanim would actually eat Shema first, and then they would say Shema. That's what the Noda B'Yehuda says. Okay, so going back to the Gemara said, the point of why the Mishnah said that the time for Shema is the same time as when Kohanim, who had gone to the mikvah, are now allowed to eat their Shema, is to tell us that they're allowed to eat their Shema once the sun sets and the stars come out, and they don't need to wait till they offer their sacrifices the next day to eat their Shema. So, Umimai, now asks the Gemara, how do you know that that's in fact true? We're in the last line on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Umimai, and how do you know, Tahayu Vashemesh, when the verse says, and the sun will come. Bias Hashemesh, it means the sun will set, Vai Vitzoher. And then when the verse goes on to say Vitzoher, it means Toher Yoma, the day will pass. And then the rest of the verse is Va'achar Yocham and Al-Kadoshim, and afterwards we'll eat from the sacrifices. Now turning to Beis Mibes, Dilma, maybe there's another way to read the verse. Uva Shemesh, the sun will come, means Bias Orohu, the sun will arrive. In other words, the sun will rise. Umay Vitzoher, what is the meaning of Vitzoher? Tzoher Gavra, the person is told to go purify himself. Read the verse like this: Uva Shemesh, and the sun will rise. Vitzoher, and he's to go purify himself, and after he purifies himself by offering sacrifices, V'achar Yocham and HaKadoshim, afterwards he can eat from the holy things. So maybe it doesn't mean the sun will set and the day will pass. Maybe it means the sun will rise and the person will purify himself. Rabba, Bar Rav Shila, Rabba, the son of Rav Shila, answered, Im Kain, if that would have been the meaning of the verse, Lema Kra, the verse would have said, V'yitar, Uva Shemesh, the sun will rise, V'yitar, and he will purify himself. My V'tahir, why did the verse drop that yud? It says V'tahir, and the day will pass. It means Tahir Yoma, the day is going to go by. Kedamri and his people say, I'ariv Shimsha, the sun set, V'id Kayoma, now the day has been purified, the day is totally gone, now it's just night. So the way to read the verse is, Uva Shemesh, the sun will set, V'tahir, and the day will be gone, and then V'achar, and after that, Yochal Man HaKadoshim, he can eat from the holy things. So the way we know the scriptural source, the pasuk source for the new idea of the Mishnah is from the fact that the Torah said V'tahir and not V'yitar, that it missed out the Yud in the word V'yitar. Had it meant that the person is supposed to go purify himself, it would have said V'yitar, and he will go purify himself. The fact that it said V'tahir means that the day is passing. So who taught us this? Rabbi Bar Shila. So the Gemara says now, b'ma'arava, in the land of Israel, ha'd-Rabbi Bar Rav Shila lo shmi'a luhu. They didn't know this lesson of Rabbi Bar Rav Shila, that the verse should have said v'yitar, why did it say v'tahir? So therefore, vo lemi baya, when they got to this verse, they had this as a question, they didn't know what it meant. Hayu ba'ashem, it's just what the verse says, and the sun will come, b'yashim shahu, doesn't mean that the sun will set, umay v'tahir, and what does it mean v'tahir? Tahir yoma, the day will be gone. Odilmor, maybe, b'yasorohu, it means that the sun will arrive, the sun will rise. Umay v'tahir, what does the word v'tahir mean? Tahir gavra, the person has to purify himself through offering sacrifices. So he can only eat shum on day 8, not on day 7 after the stars come out. V'adar pashtula mi'braisa, then they resolved it from the braisa about kriyat shema. Mi'taktani v'braisa, since the braisa about kriyat shema says, simon l'davar, the way you know, what's the sign of the time of when Kohanim can eat their truma? The sign is Tzeisa Kochavim, when the stars come out. Shmamina, so you see a proof from here that the meaning of the verse is Uva Shemesh B'yashim Shahu, the sun is going to set. Umay v'tahir, what does v'tahir mean? Tahir Yoma, the day will pass, and then the stars come out, and the day is fully gone. So this completes the first half of the blot, the first half of today's daf, which were language problems in the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah start with, what is the timing for reading Shema? It should have started with the concept of Shema. Why did it start with evening? Why didn't it start with morning? Why does the Mishnah say that the stars coming out is when Kohanim can eat Truma? These were all sorts of language problems in the Mishnah, and we had answers for all of them. We know about Shema from the Torah. We know evening and then morning, also from the Torah. And we have this roundabout way of saying when the stars coming out in order to teach us that Kohanim can eat Truma once the sun sets and the stars are out, and they don't need to wait until the morning. Okay, so now we're going to go into the more substantive discussions here in the Gemara, and that is that the Mishnah, really the theme of the Mishnah, is the timing for saying Shema. So it only gave us one time for when we start saying Shema. What was that time? When the stars come out. In terms of times for the end of saying Shema, it had three times. The Reb Elezer's view, the first third, Chachamim, middle of the night, and Rebbe Gamliel, all night. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, is that really true that everybody agrees that the start time for saying Shema is when the stars come out? Amar, we learned in the Mishnah, what's the start time for saying Shema? Misha shakohanim nichnasim lechol b'chumasan. At the same time that the priests can go in to eat their truma, when they become pure. After they were impure and they went to the mikvah, when it's Harav Shemesh, when the sun is fully out and the stars are out, the sun is gone. Where Minu, I'll challenge you, a contradiction from a Braisa. The Braisa said, Braisos are, you know, passages of Tanaitic lessons that didn't make it into the Mishnah. The Braisa says, Me'imas akorin eshma ba'arvin, from when do we reach Shema in the evening? Misha ani nichnas lecho pito ba'melach. From when the time that a poor person comes in to eat his bread. Poor person doesn't have anything. He doesn't have a lot of food. He doesn't have candles. He doesn't have electricity. He's a poor person. So when does they come in to eat his bread? When there's still a little bit of light out. That's the way Rashi explains it. There's got to be a little, thank you. There's got to be a little bit of light out. If there wouldn't be a little bit of light out, he wouldn't be able to eat in the dark. So he's coming in to eat his bread when there's still a little bit of light out. That's the time of laying down. That's the beginning of the start time to say Shema. What's the end of time saying Shema according to the Braisa? At shosh omer li patr mitoch sudaso. Till the moment that the poor person's getting up from his meal. So, I don't know, 25 minutes later, a half hour later, But when it's dusk, when it's getting dark, but there's still some light, so when he gets up. So certainly when he gets up, a half hour later, no one in the Mishnah said that. Because the earliest time in the Mishnah for the end time was 10 o'clock, right? Rabbi Elazar said the first third of the night. It's not going to take 4 hours for the poor person to eat his meal. So certainly the end of this Braisa is against the Mishnah. But what about the beginning of the Braisa? So say for the end of this Braisa, which said at the end time for saying Shema is once a poor person gets up from his meal, Vadai Pliga Masnisen. That's certainly against our Mishnah. Reisha, but the beginning of the Braisa, Mi Lema Pliga Masnisen. Is it really against our Mishnah? We don't want to have many sources against our Mishnah, because we'd like to say that everybody agrees with our Mishnah, because the Mishnah didn't have a person to it. It was a Stam Mishnah. It just said a rule. We know that Rav Yochanan has a rule, Halacha k'stam Mishnah. Halacha is like those statements in Mishnayos that are unattributed. So we'd rather say that almost everyone agrees with it. So we're trying to minimize how many people disagree. You could just say, what's a machlokas tanan? There's an argument. The author of the Braisa thought that the start time is when it's dusk. The Mishnah thinks that the start time is when the stars come out. We don't want to do that, because we'd rather say as many people as possible agree to the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Reisha, but the beginning of this Braisa that said that the start time for Shema is once it's dusk, when the poor person is ready to eat. Milema pligia masnisin. Who says that that's an argument with our Mishnah? Lo, maybe not. Ani v'koin chachi urahu. The time when a poor person can eat, and the time when the priest becomes pure and he can now eat truma at the same time. What is when stars coming out? It's when there's a little bit of light out and you have some stars also. It's not really like real dark. Rav Yashiv points out that this Gemara is against Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, we know, has a much later time for Tzeis HaKochavim. This Gemara seems to be pretty clear. If you're willing to entertain the idea that the Tzeis HaKochavim, when the star is coming out, is the same time as when a poor person still needs some light to eat, so that's against Rabbeinu Tam. That seems to imply, like the view of Rashi and the Gra, that the Tzeis HaKochavim is 20 minutes after the sun coming down. There's still a little bit of light out. Okay, so again, it's the same time when the poor person is eating and when the Kohen becomes pure because the stars came out is the same time. Ask the Gemara or Reminu, I'll challenge you. We have now Braisa number 2. The Gemara is going to quote 3 Braisas. We have Braisa number 2. Braisa number 2 says, Meimasem atchilin likros kriya shema ba'arvis. When can we begin saying Shema at night? Mishash b'nei adam nechnasim lechol pitan ba'arvis shabbasas tiv Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, it's when normal people come in to eat their meal on Friday night. So as Rashi explains, on Friday night, everybody's been busy on Friday preparing. So when you come in right from shul, right away the meal's ready. So it's not late. It's right away you have a time to eat. The Chacham say, no, what's the time to say Shema at night? It's Mishash HaKohanim Zakoin Lecho B'Tshumasan. It's when the Kohanim can eat their Tshuma. Kohanim were Tameh, went to the Mikvah. We had to wait till the stars came out, when they can eat their Tshuma because the stars came out. Similar Davar, the sign of when the Kohanim can eat Tshuma is Tzeis HaKochavim, when there are stars out. Even though there's no proof that when stars are out, that's the sign of night, there is a hint to it. Shenamar, as it says in the book of Nehemiah, that when the Jews were building the second temple, there were a lot of opposition from the local Palestinians that were living there. They were trying to prevent them from building the second temple, so they had to divide up the work. Some people were building and other people were fighting. And at night, everybody was fighting. So that's what the verse says. We were doing the work of building up the Jerusalem. And half of us were holding spears to defend us against the locals who were trying to sabotage our efforts to build the second temple. When were we doing the work? From the beginning of light, from dawn, from light in the morning, until the stars came out. So you see that day is from light until stars come out, because they're doing their work all day. And then we have a second verse. At night, all of us were guarding. By day, some of us were doing work. My Vomer, why do we need a second verse? You might have said, maybe it already is night once the sun sets. Though they're doing their work until the stars come out, because they're going later past the day. And they are doing work, maybe the day only starts with sunrise, but they were doing work from the beginning of light to Makadmi. They were beginning work early. Tashma, so for that we have a proof. V'ayalanu alayla mishmar. The night was the time for guarding. If they're doing work, it's yom, it's day. Ayom malacha. Okay, so that's the Braisa. The Braisa, bottom line, says the earliest time to say Shema is an argument. It's either when people come in to eat their meal on Friday night, or it's when Kohanim become pure to eat Truma. Star is coming out. We thought to say, Da'ani, the time when a poor person eats during the week, when it's dusk, when there's still some light out for him to eat. Uvne Yadam, in the time when most people come home from shul on a Friday night. Chach Yuruhu, that's the same time. It's dusk. It's when there's some light. The amateur, you're going to tell me, Ani v'koin Chach Yuruhu, when a poor person eats during the week. That's the time when the stars are coming out. It's the same thing as our Mishnah. Then Chachamani Rabbi Meir. Then in this Braisa, the Chachamim who say that the time for reading Shema is when the stars come out are not arguing. Because Rabbi Meir is also saying that. He's saying it's when people eat meals. People eat meals when there's a little bit of light out on Friday night. Then it's the same thing. Why would there be Chacham and Rabbi Meir? They're saying the same thing. Ella, so apparently Shema Mina, what do we see from here? Ani Shira L'chud, when a poor person would eat, that's one time. It's when there's some light out. The Kohen Shira L'chud, when a Kohen is purified because the stars came out, it's a different time. Says the Gemara Lo, maybe not. Maybe again, the first Braisa maybe can work with our Mishnah. Ani v'kohen chach yurahu. Maybe the time when a poor person eats is the same time when a kohen becomes pure because the stars came out and he became pure. V'ani uvnei adam lav chach yurahu. But the time when most people come home from shul on Friday night and they eat their meal, which was already set and prepared for them from before, that's not the same time. That's a different time. So the Gemara says, you can't say this. V'ani v'kohen chach yurahu. Are you going to tell me that when a poor person eats his meal during the week, which when it's dusk, that's the same time as when a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma because the stars came out. Or Minu, I'll challenge you. We learned in another Braisa. This is our Braisa number 3. When can you start saying Shema at night? What's the meaning of B'shachbacha? Answers the first opinion of Rabbi Elazar. There are 5 opinions in this Braisa. It's once you can't do work on a Friday night. On a Friday night when the sun sets, we then get into a period called Bein HaShmashot. We're going to see more about it soon. Bein HaShmashot, the twilight zone between day and night. We're not sure. Maybe it's day. Maybe it's night. So since it might be night on a Friday night, I can't do work then. Because if it's night, it's already Shabbos. I can't do work. So once I have to stop doing the work, Bein HaShmashot, that's already nighttime in regards to saying Shema, according to Belezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's later than that. It's Misha Shakohanim Mituarim Lecho B'Chumasan. It's not that the time to say Shema starts with when it's Bein HaShmashot, between day and night, but rather it's when Kohanim can eat their Truma once it's the stars coming out, once the Kohanim went to the mikvah and they've become pure enough to eat their Truma. Opinion number 3, Rabbi Meir says, Misha Shakohanim Tovlim Lecho B'Chumasan. It's even earlier than this. It's when the Kohanim go to the mikvah before they become pure to eat the Truma. They go to the mikvah exactly as Izzy points out. They go to the mikvah before Bein HaShmashos, before dusk, before the twilight zone. That's already the time when you can read Shema. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Hello, Kohanim Yibod Yomim Tovim. I understand. Kohanim go to the mikvah when it's daylight. They go to the mikvah when it's daylight, before Bein HaShmashos. Before Bein HaShmashos is daylight. That's not B'Shachbacha. That's not the time of going to sleep. All right, opinion number 4. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Rabbi Chanina says, Misha Shani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'Melach. At the time that a poor person during the week would come in to eat his meal, he doesn't have candles, he needs some light outside. And Rav Achai, Amila Rav Acha Omer, Rav Achai, something that Rav Acha said, Misha Shirov Bnei Adam Nichnasim Lahasev. It's at the time that most people come in to eat their meal and to recline and have a good meal. Now Rashi said there are 2 opinions. Some say that's a reference to Friday night. Some say it's a reference to when most people come in to eat their meal during the week, when people can't afford candles, etc. Okay, 5 opinions, says the Gemara. Yeah, Marcia, if you're going to tell me, Ani v'koin chach yurahu, that the time when a poor person eats during the week is the same time when a kohen becomes pure, namely it's when the stars come out, then Rabbi Chanina is the same as Rabbi Yoshua. And we have an argument in the Braisa. Elalav, so finally we've proven it. Shema Mina, we've proven. Shiura Da'ani L'chud, when a poor person eats during the week, when there's still some dusk, some light out. V'shiura Da'koin L'chud, and when a Kohen eats because he's become pure because the stars have come out. These are 2 separate times. Shema Mina, you have proven it. So, okay, we started off trying to say that maybe there isn't an argument with our Mishnah. We ended up saying we have to say that the Braisa is against our Mishnah. Ha'minayim u'char, which time is later? Is it later when the stars come out? Or is it later when a poor person can eat with the limited light that's here? Mistabrit makes sense. The ani mu'uchar, when a poor person can eat, that is the later time. The amarti ani muktam, if you're going to say that when a poor person eats is before the star is coming out, then Rabbi Chanina is already the view of Rabbi Eliezer, who said that Bein HaShmashos is already the time of saying Shema. and not Seisa Kochavim Elalav. So apparently, Shema Mina, you see from here, Ani Me'uchar, the time when a poor person can eat, is later than the stars coming out, and still there's a little bit of light. Shema Mina, that is the proof from here. Okay, Amar Mar, we learned before. Amar Le'Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir, how could you, Rabbi Meir, say that the time to say Shema is from when someone goes to the mikvah, when a kohen goes to the mikvah? That's before Bein Hashmashos. But look, Kohanim go to the mikvah even before the sun has gone down, before Bein Hashmashos. So Shapir Kamar Le'Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is making a very good argument against Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir going to say? How could B'shach B'cha, how could the Torah's definition, when you go to sleep, mean before even Bein Hashmashos, before sunset? Rabbi Meir will tell you, Achi Kamar Le'Rabbi, this is what he'll say. There's a big argument, what is Bein Hashmashos? We know when Seisa Kochavim is. Seisa Kochavim is when you see three stars. Now there's a whole question. Is it three big stars? That'd be earlier. Three middle stars? Three little stars? The halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is that since we deal with Kriyat Shema is a biblical mitzvah, it has to be three little stars, the latest time. Three big stars is not yet enough. You have to wait for three little stars to be able to say the Kriyat Shema of night, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but that's Seisa Kochavim. What's Bein Hashmashos? Bein Hashmashos is before Seisa Kochavim. How much before Seisa Kochavim? So here we have an argument. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Bein Hashmashos period is a long period. It's the amount of time to walk half a mil. A mil is a kilometer. So the amount of time to walk half a kilometer. Okay, let's say 9 minutes. 9 minutes. So from 9 minutes till the star is coming out is Bein Hashmashos. That's Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yossi, Bein Hashmashos is a wink before the star is coming out. It's the amount of time for the eye to flutter before the stars come out. So it's much later. So it says Rabbi Meir. So Hachi Shabbat Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda asks a good question. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir will tell you back. Hachi Kamalei. He'll tell you back to Rabbi Yehuda. Misavretana Bein Hashmashos Didach Kamina. Do you think I'm referring to your Bein Hashmashos? The Bein Hashmashos is 9 minutes, and so going to the mikvah before Bein Hashmashos, going to the mikvah when it's already light out. No. I'm referring to Ana Bein Hashmashos Rabbi Yosi Kamina. I'm referring to the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yosi, that it's just a flutter right before the stars come out. It's pretty dark. It's Bein Hashmashos terrifying. Bein Hashmashos is like the blink of an eye. This one comes in, this one goes out. You cannot even notice it. So again, to review the first daf of Masechet Brachos and to invite everybody to come back, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, both at 5:35 and at 7:10 in the morning. The first daf of Masechet Brachos taught us about the mitzvah of saying Kriyat Shema at night. What is the start time for the mitzvah of saying Kriyat Shema at night? It's the same as the start time for Kohanim to be able to eat Truma after they went to the mikvah when they were Tamei Zav, namely when the stars come out. What's the end time for saying Kriyat Shema at night? We saw in the Mishnah three possible views, either the first third of the night, the middle of the night, or the end of the night. Just to share a matter of halacha, as I mentioned earlier, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel's story with his children. If a person, ideally a person should say Shema before the middle of the night. If a person missed and it's past the middle of the night, he should still say Shema because there is a biblical mitzvah to say Shema the entirety of the night. I just want to share one little thought from Rav Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf Hayomi. The Gemara asked, what time is later? Is the time when the poor person eats his meal later, or is the time when the stars come out later? And the Gemara says in the end, which time is later when the poor person eats his meal? That's later than when the Kohanim can eat their truma. It's later than when the Kohanim can eat their truma. So he suggested that maybe there's a hint here. He said this in the name of his teacher, the Chartkeva Rebbe. We know that the end of Masechet Brachos teaches us we have to recite blessings for good times, and the same joy that we have when we say a blessing for good times, we have to say such a blessing for bad times. Said the Chartkeva Rebbe, though, it takes time, though. There are two verses. One verse is, Kos Yeshuos Esso V'Shem Hashem Ekra. I lift up the cup of salvation, I call out the name of Hashem. Then we have another verse, Tzara V'Yogon Emtza. I'll find difficulty and travail. And then the next verse, U'V'Shem Hashem Ekra. So in difficulty, I have to thank Hashem. In good times, I have to thank Hashem. But there's a difference. Tzara V'Yogon Emtza has two dots afterwards. It's the end of the pasuk. U'V'Shem Hashem Ekra. When you want to give a blessing to God for difficult times, you have to take a break. Because only after a long time can you see that the difficult time was for the good. But when it's Kos Yeshuos, when it's good times right away, U'V'Shem Hashem Ekra. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Kohanim eating Chuma, these are good times. A poor person eating his meal, this is difficult times, the challenge of poverty. Both deserve a blessing, but which one is later? The blessing, when a person goes through hard times, that's later, because the only way to save the blessing for hard times is only with the benefit of hindsight, with time. Person waits and eventually sees how it all works out for the good. Okay, yes, everyone, please, you're welcome to send me your WhatsApp information, or you can write it down. We'll put you all on the WhatsApp group, the Daf Yomi WhatsApp group. Yes, we can ask questions and keep the conversation going all day.
Stop, Rabbi.